You are listening to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. This is Scripture Saturday, a time when we pause and reflect on the scriptures we have read throughout the week. If you missed any of our devotionals on these passages, you can find them on our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, we invite you to listen and receive grace. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, we read, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven."
Psalms chapter 27, verse 14. I referenced several translations as I meditated on this verse. The New English Translation reads like this: "Rely on the Lord. Be strong and confident. Rely on the Lord." The New International Version uses the word "wait" instead. The New Living Translation says, "Wait patiently for the Lord." And the Common English says, "Hope in the Lord." So we have rely, wait, wait patiently, and hope in the Lord. Perhaps one more version might help us even more. In this version, we hear, "Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again, stay with God." All of these words are active and require or suggest our participation is required.
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
Exodus 23, verses 4 through 5. "If you meet your enemy's ox or donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him."
Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Psalm 62, verse 5, New International Version.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.